This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. 2018 has been designated the year of the coreopsis. Each year, the National Garden Bureau selects a perennial, an annual, a bulb, and a vegetable to highlight. In the language of flowers, coreopsis means always cheerful. I love that, and I love these perennials. As many as 80 coreopsis species can be found naturalized in the Americas, with 38 listed in the lower 48 states. The abundant options for coreopsis means that you can find cultivars hardy from the north to the south. Plant sizes from 6 inches to 3 feet. While most are shades of yellow and gold, many species also contain red, bronze, and burgundy colors. Coreopsis has a long bloom season. They produce a first wonderful burst of flowers in spring and continue blooming throughout summer. One of the best-selling of all time is the 1989 AAS winner, Early Sunrise. These are attractive, compact, uniform plants that grow about 18 inches tall and have a 15-inch spread. The semi-double flowers are about 2 inches across. Some cultivars would make great mulch plants. I talked about those a couple of weeks ago, generally using grasses and ground covers. However, with their spread, coreopsis in full sun would make a lovely carpet. Nana is one that grows to just 9 inches, but spreads up to 2 feet. Copious yellow-orange daisy-like flowers in cold climates. This one is tolerant to zone 3. Sunkiss is really pretty with yellow-tipped flowers with a burgundy starburst in the middle. This one will grow to 24 inches with a smaller spread of 18 inches. I have all this and much more on GardenBite.com. Find Garden Bite on Facebook and send me your comments, questions, and suggestions. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.